Blog Talk Radio.
You have reached the family of Airwaves America. Renaissance Radio presents the Dave and GC Rock Show. This is a show where we try to think for ourselves and offer thought-provoking, stimulating, informative, and entertaining discussion. Welcome.
Welcome, 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 everybody, to the Dave GC Rock Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. I am one of your hosts, G-Ski Rocks, coming to you live. And once again, I want to welcome you all to the show. Thank you all for hanging out with us. You didn't have to, but you did. So I thank you. We got a great show for you lined up. Great, great show for you lined up. But before we get into all of that, we want to give you the information that you will need to know. If you want to call into the show, the call-in number is 516-387-1705. Once again, that number is 516-387-1705. And all you got to do is hit the one on your dial pad. That will let me know that you want to chime in on the conversation. You might have a question. You might have something to say. Either or, we'll bring you in, and we can kick it, because that's how we do what we do. That's how it's going down. Now, Dave is not here today. I know it's kind of crazy. We've been extremely busy the last 2 weeks, last 3 weeks, kind of, sort of. As you all know, I have a DJ business. Well, actually, it's an entertainment company. We do a lot of stuff, but the majority of it is I DJ. And that's starting to pick up quite a bit. So I've been extremely busy with the entertainment company, trying to build this company up, because eventually, the goal is to have an established entertainment company that just does everything all around, like what I'm doing now. So I'm putting a lot of time and effort into this company. Things are starting to pick up. And unfortunately, because things are starting to pick up, it takes up some of my Fridays. So that's starting to become an issue. We're probably going to deal with that. And on Dave's behalf, as you all know, Dave is a one-man band. And he has gigs a lot of times on Fridays, Saturdays, Sundays, and that is starting to pick up for him as well. So our time is starting to pick up towards these gigs and stuff that we're doing in entertainment. And that is on both sides. That's additional income for us. Whereas right now, Blog Talk Radio is a service that I pay to do. So, of course, bringing in income and paying for a service, if I have to weigh the two, you know, of course, I'm going to do the additional income thing. But I want to get to a position where this Blog Talk Radio thing becomes a thing. You know what I mean? So we're working towards that. And hopefully that'll become part of my entertainment company as things progress. That's what we're working towards. But all that being said, we might have to work out another day to do the show, because Fridays becomes a big entertainment day in both my world and Dave's world. So we might have to find another day to do the show. We'll work that out. Dave has some other stuff going on besides being a one-man band. If you don't know, Dave is also a karate instructor. It's pretty badass. He's also a karate instructor, so he does his thing. And he teaches that during the week. That's another thing. That's why originally we chose Fridays, because, you know, things weren't really hopping at the time. And that was with my entertainment company and Dave with all his other extracurricular activities. So that's what we had going on. That's what's going on now. Dave may be, he may be here the second half of the show. We'll see. He may be here the second half of the show, but as it sits right now, it's a solo gig. It's just me, and we'll be kicking it. Also, if you want to email me, it's very simple. The email address is gski@airwavesamerica.com. That's gski@airwavesamerica.com. That's how you can get a hold of me. You can also get a hold of Dave@airwavesamerica.com. That's DAVE@airwavesamerica.com. And also, I know I've been saying it, but like I said, I got a lot going on. There's a lot going on, but the website is soon to come. I know I keep on saying that, but it is soon to come. And the website address is www.airwavesamerica.com. There you'll be able to find all the latest news and information on what we got going on, and then also the news and politics of the world, what's going on in our world. So all that will be there once the website gets up and running. You got it? Oh, good. And that's that. What else? All the social media sites, you can find me there. I'm G-Ski Rocks on Twitter and also on Instagram. That's G-S-K-I-R-O-C-K-S on Twitter and Instagram. That you can find me there at that handle. On Facebook, you can find me. It's G-Ski Rocks on Facebook, but it's G-Ski Rocks spelled G-E-E-S-K-I-R-O-C-K-S. Got it? G-E-E-S-K-I-R-O-C-K-S. However, you can type G-Ski Rocks into Google, and you will find all my social media sites there. Find all the good stuff. And also, I do have a website specifically for me and my entertainment stuff. I'm still in the process of building that, But it is up. There's some stuff there. Not a lot. There's some stuff. But you can find that one at www.gskirocks.com. Once again, that's www.gskirocks.com. And I haven't done this often. However, as you all know, Dave has two books that he has written. And let me tell you, number one, they're phenomenal books. Phenomenal. Awesome. Great. And Dave was way ahead of his time when he wrote both of these books. And I just want you to check his books out. Get his books. David Graham, he's on, you can find both his books at lulu.com. That's lulu.com. He has two books. His first book was Stay Mad, Observations of a Proletarian. Awesome book, great book. You got to get that one. And then his second book, Reality is Not Optional, The Ceaseless Battle for Individual Liberty in the United States. Both books, way ahead of its time. And both books are talking about what we have going on right now. And this book, these books were published. The first one was published back in 2011. And the second book was published in 2012. And like I said, both of these books, way ahead of its time, talking about exactly what we're going through now. They're crazy good. So if you get a chance, go to lulu.com and purchase these books. They're awesome. They're great. You gotta get them. Okay? Trust me. Trust your boy, G-Ski Robs. You gotta get those books. All right. Okay, so that's all the info on us, what we got going on, where you can find us. Dave, he's on Twitter. He's trying to get better. He's trying to get better at it because he doesn't check it a lot. But he's anti-commie on Twitter. And commie spelled with a K. Anti-commie on Twitter. That's where you can find Dave. So those are all the things that we got going on, where you can find us and all the things that have been going on. And that's why we've been absent lately. I've been absent. He's been absent. You know, we've been going back and forth, you know, things that we're doing outside of Blog Talk Radio. So that's what we all have going on. And just wanted to throw all that out there so that you guys knew and you know what we got going on and how we plan to proceed in the future. That's it. That's all, folks. Now, let's get into some stuff. There's been a lot on my mind since we haven't been doing shows. There's a lot that I've been wanting to talk about. There sure is a lot that Dave wants to talk about. Hopefully he'll chime in. In the second half of the show, and you know we can kick it like we always do. But there's just a ton of stuff that I wanted to get to, And, you know, we've talked about some of this stuff before, and it seems like we have to go over this stuff time and time again, which becomes frustrating. But it's all good. It's all gravy. You know what we do, and you know how we do what we do. The first thing I want to talk about, I want to get into free speech, because it's becoming more and more annoying, frustrating about a lot of stuff that's going on. This world has become extremely timid, extremely sensitive, and you got to watch what you say, when you say it, how you say it, where you say it. And this is becoming extremely frustrating because, I mean, it's crazy. For example, now I don't necessarily agree with this guy on everything, but there's this rapper out there. His name is Da Baby. Yeah, you got it right. Da Baby. D-A Baby. That's his name. And he's very popular right now. You know, he's been doing concert after concert. His music is popping everywhere. I know that because I'm a DJ, and I get many, many, many requests for his music. So he's extremely popular. He's doing concerts everywhere and all this other stuff. But he has just been canceled because of some comments that he made. Now, first of all, I can say that part of his comments I don't agree with. I don't agree with part of his comments. However, he is who he is. He says what he wants to say, and that's that. Now, first, let's get into the fact of the matter that in his music, he talks about bitches. He calls women bitches, hoes. He objectifies women constantly. There's talk of drug use. There's talk of murder. Just all of that stuff. That's in his music. That's what a lot of people like nowadays. That's what they got going on. He's become popular. And you know, this has been an ongoing thing. You know, this has been going on for years, you know, with the establishment of gangster music and stuff like that. It's been going on for years. And it's just become more and more popular. They've objectified women more and more and more. It's just a thing. And this generation is off the hook. So that's what he says in his music. That's what you get from him. Right? You're gonna get drugs. You're gonna get objectifying women. You're gonna get violence. You're gonna get all that when you hear his music. That's nothing new. And like I said, he's become extremely popular for that music, those type of lyrics and all that other stuff. He's become popular. He's been doing concerts around the world. So it's not crazy to hear him say something about, you know, killing somebody, or him saying something about women and his sexual fantasies and all that type of stuff. It's not crazy to hear stuff like that. However, at one of his concerts. I think it was for Rolling Out magazine or Rolling Stone magazine. I don't remember. However, as he was leaving the stage, he said something that was quite, that stirred up everybody. He said something that was pretty controversial. And let me see if I can find exactly what he said, so that I can tell you guys exactly what he said. Oh, it was a Rolling Loud concert or whatever. Okay. Anyways, this is what he said as he was exiting the stage or something like that. He said, if you didn't show up today with HIV, AIDS, or any of them deadly sexual transmitted diseases that'll make you die in 2 or 3 weeks, put your cell phone lighter up. That's what he said. And then he said, ladies, if your pussy smell like water, put your cell phone lighters up. And fellas, if you ain't sucking dick in the parking lot, cell phones lighters up. That's what he said. Now, it's kind of funny, but it's kind of serious at the same time. I don't necessarily agree. Look, I don't necessarily agree with the whole, if you didn't come here with AIDS and HIV and them sexually transmitted disease that'll make you die within 2 or 3 weeks. I don't necessarily agree with that. Now, we know when HIV and AIDS popped up, originally it was associated with being gay. That's how it originally popped up. It was considered the gay disease. That's how we talked about it in the 80s when it popped up. But, you know, we have come to learn over the years that HIV and AIDS just doesn't pertain to homosexuals. It can pertain to drug use, you know, people sharing needles and things like that. So there's a different understanding about that. I see where he comes from. You know, he's part of a generation that doesn't do a lot of research. You know what I mean? They pretend to be woke, but they don't do a lot of research on things. So, you know, it wouldn't surprise me if, you know, his mindset, his mind thought was, you know, HIV and AIDS is the gay disease. And not to say that he's homophobic. He just doesn't agree with that lifestyle. And this generation says whatever is on their mind. But at the same time, they claim to be woke. At the same time, they're super sensitive. So it didn't surprise me at all when the Alphabet people went after him for his comments. And since then, he has been canceled. Just about every music festival that had him booked for anything has dropped him. Everybody dropped him. And he has essentially been canceled. Me personally, I agree with this cancel culture. I think it's stupid because there are a lot of these people out there that are trying to cancel people that pretend to be woke. This whole woke thing is another thing that bothers me. All these people pretend to be woke, and they pretend to have all the info, but the only thing is they're not woke. They're super sensitive, and this is the part that bothers me, because if you say anything that pertains to the Alphabet people, you're going to be canceled. You're going to be crushed. You're going to be ridiculed. You're going to be censored. All of this stuff, if you say anything about the Alphabet people. And this is the part that's frustrating me, because they're starting to stomp on free speech. Now, like I said, what this rapper said, this is the crazy part. If you listen to any of his music, he talks about the bitches, the hoes. He talks about killing people. There's violence and all of that stuff in his music. But they have no problem with that. This dude was being booked around the world. He was playing around the world. Every music festival wanted to have him there because he was popular. His music was just bumping. So everybody wanted him there. But yeah, he's talking about bitches. He's talking about hoes. He's talking about killing people. He's talking about drug use. They had no problem with that. But the second he says something about the Alphabet people, guess what? You are canceled. And there is where the problem is. Because like I said, I don't agree with what he said. I don't. However, you would expect that type of speak from him if you listen to his music. So why is it that the second that he says something about the Alphabet people, everybody is up in arms, everybody's all of a sudden woke, everybody now all of a sudden wants to cancel him. Everybody wants to drop him from their festivals. They don't want to have anything to do with him because of what he said. And, you know, he tried to justify it. He tried to somewhat apologize for what he said. And for the Alphabet people, it made it worse. And, you know, all these people, I'm just so offended. Just so offended by what he said. Oh, it hurts my heart. But you weren't offended when you were listening to his music. These companies weren't offended when they were booking him. He's talking about bitches and hoes and violence and drug use. You weren't offended by all that stuff, but the second he says something about the alphabet people, everyone's offended. Everybody's offended. All of a sudden, everybody's woke. And now everybody has something to say about the baby. And, you know, if you go back a couple of years, the same thing happened with Kevin Hart. Now, what Kevin Hart said was less offensive, but yet all the alphabet people came down on Kevin Hart. You remember Kevin Hart, he was supposed to be hosting the Oscars, right? He was supposed to be hosting the Oscars, but all of a sudden, they go back to some things that he said back in 2009, I think it was. Yeah, they go back to some things that he said back in 2009. Some things that he said on Twitter, some things that he said in one of his stand-ups, and they went after him. And here's the thing. Kevin Hart is a comedian. He's making jokes. And he's making a joke about his son, about him trying to prevent his son from being gay. And he talked about his son's first gay moment or whatever and how he reacted and all this other stuff. It was funny to me. It was funny to me, but the alphabet people targeted him because of those comments that he made, and he ended up not hosting the Oscars. He decided, you know what, I'm just going to step down, step back. He tried initially apologizing, but the alphabet people, the woke people, and all these other people decided that that was not good enough. He said it back then, so he must mean it, and he must be homophobic. So they essentially tried to cancel him. They had some success. He had to step back. He stepped down. He didn't host the Oscars. And his career, I won't say that it fell off, but it fell down quite significantly. And, you know, he's just now, you know, starting to gain momentum again. But, you know, he's had to rein in his joke, kind of, sort of. And he tiptoes with his jokes now. So he's not as funny because he's tiptoeing. And that's the kind of thing that bothers me. You know, the alphabet people have comedians, artists, movie stars, and all types of people tiptoeing around and about how they do things. They're stomping on free speech. They're calling it being woke. And this is the irritating thing for me. Because they're stomping all over free speech. And they're just making things stupid. And everybody has to be sensitive about what they do and what they say. And it irritates the crap out of me. You know, Eddie Murphy, one of the greatest comedian in the world, Richard Pryor, one of the greats when he was here, Red Fox, one of the greats when he was here, all of those guys did really, 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 really funny gay jokes. And back then, we didn't have a problem with it. Now, you go back and watch Eddie Murphy's Delirious, Eddie Murphy's Raw. He makes all types of gay jokes in his set. And it's funny as crap. Eddie Murphy was hilarious. You remember, I don't remember whether it was Delirious or Raw, but you remember the joke that he made about Mr. About the joke about Mr. T being gay. That was freaking hilarious. Yeah, you remember how he said, "Hey, fool, you look mighty fine in them jeans." It was hilarious. Eddie Murphy was freaking funny. And Eddie Murphy made gay jokes all the time. So did Richard Pryor, two of the greatest comedians in the world. And they were hilarious. I'm not a super big fan of the Wayans. They made gay jokes all the time. And they made lots and lots of gay jokes in when they had what was their show? In Living Color. When they had In Living Color, they did tons of gay stuff. And we found that stuff hilarious. We found that stuff hilarious. They couldn't do that nowadays. Yeah, they couldn't do it now because of all the woke people. You know, one of their funnier movies was I didn't like it, but it's become a classic. White Chicks. If you check that out, they made a lot of gay references in that. If you look at their movie, the scary movie that they did, I think they actively participated in the first two. Then there were some creative differences and stuff like that, and I think they bowed out after that. But anyways, the first two scary movies, they made many, many, many gay references in those movies. As a matter of fact, I believe the brother Sean, he was a down low guy in that movie. He pretended to be manly, but he was very he was bisexual, I guess you can say, in that movie. So there was references back then. Now the alphabet people didn't say anything back then. But if they would have made that movie now, the alphabet people would have been up in arms. But this is what we're dealing with. This new generation, these new kids are extremely sensitive, and they're calling it woke. And if you say anything about the alphabet people, they will try to cancel you. And that's where the problem lies. Because it's messing around with free speech. And and it's even found its way into politics. You know, politics, it's a different thing as far as politics is concerned. You know, they're trying to stomp out free speech, they're trying to stop all free speech when it comes to talking about the vaccine. The president himself, is trying to stomp out free speech. He hasn't violated the Constitution, but he's telling tech companies to do the violating for him. You know, they're saying that anybody spreading misinformation will be censored, will be silenced. And it's happening on Twitter, it's happening on Facebook. They've censored our former president, President Trump. They banned him from Twitter and Facebook for 2 years. I think it's 2 years or something like that. But yeah, they're trying to censor free speech. And like I said, you know, the president, he's trying to do it without doing it. You know what I'm saying? He's saying, well, we're not doing it. He said, but I've talked to the tech companies and, you know, I think that, you know, they should censor misinformation. And at the same time, he was putting out misinformation. That's what bothered me. Like this congresswoman here from Georgia. Her name escapes me right now. I believe her last name is Green. She's fire. I'll say that much. She is fire, and she does not bite her tongue at all. She does not bite her tongue at all. She is fire. I think her name is Majority Green or something like that. I have to look it up. Because I can't remember her name off the top of my head. Yes, thank you. Thank you, Bigfoot. Yes, that's her name. But she is fire, and she does not bite her tongue. She says what she wants. You know, they had banned her from Twitter for, I think, it wasn't long. It was like 12 hours or something like that because of something that she had said in regards to the vaccine. And what she had said wasn't a lie. What she had said wasn't a lie. She had made reference to the more than 6,000 people that have died after getting the vaccine. She had made reference to the more than 6,000 people. Well, at the time, it was 6,000. The 6,000 people that had died from taking the vaccine. And they said that what she said was a lie. They said what she said was a lie. And they banned her from Twitter. So that bothered me because what she said was not a lie. It wasn't misinformation. Wasn't a lie. But they said, well, we believe that that's misinformation. We believe that that's a lie. So they banned her for 12 hours. Then you had the President of the United States of America at the same time. He was doing a press conference, and he said that if you get the vaccine, you cannot get COVID. That's what he said. He was like, so you get the vaccine, you can't get COVID. That's what he said. And that is a lie. That has always been a lie. They have always said, if you get the vaccine, it can't prevent you from getting COVID. But the symptoms of COVID will be a lot less. And more than likely, it will prevent hospitalization if you get COVID. That's the real deal. You can still catch COVID if you get the vaccine. It's just that the percentage of you going into the hospital having serious respiratory problems would be a lot less. That's it. So the president lied, but nobody checked him. Nobody said that he was spreading misinformation. Nobody looked at his comments that were on Twitter and Facebook and all this other stuff, and nobody censored his comments. But yet, Ms. Taylor Greene, she says something that's not a lie, and her words are deemed to be misinformation. Her words are censored. Her words gets her banned from Twitter for 12 hours. And yet the president's going around telling lies. It's crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy. And this is how they are stomping all over our free speech. And this is what's irritating the mess out of me. You know, I watch and listen to Dave Chappelle. I say kudos to Dave Chappelle. Now, politically, we don't agree on everything. Because Dave Chappelle is a Democrat. So politically, there's a lot of things that we don't agree upon. However, Dave Chappelle, when it comes to comedy, he does not bite his tongue. And he says what he wants to say, and when he says it, it's funny as crap. Whether he's saying things about the alphabet people or not, it is funny. He doesn't bite his tongue. He does what he do. And he's great at his job as a comedian. He's phenomenal. One of the funniest guys out there now. And he doesn't bite his tongue. And he refuses to bite his tongue. And Dave Chappelle, over the last couple of years, have been rewarded for his comedy. He's been rewarded for doing what he does and doing it well. He offends the alphabet people or not, he does it and he does it well. A matter of fact, in one of his stand-ups over the recent years, he made reference to the fact of the matter that somebody did try to censor him. Somebody did try to shut him down. Somebody did try to cancel him when he was doing his comedy, because he made reference to the alphabet people and he made fun of them. He made some jokes, like, you know, the thing that comedians are supposed to do. And this person wrote a letter to him expressing his disappointment in Dave Chappelle because he made jokes about the alphabet people. And he took that and he put it into his next stand-up about the alphabet people. He told them about the letter that was written to him, and yeah, he did his thing, and it was funny, it was hilarious. So, you know, I kudos to Dave Chappelle for him doing his thing. So I he's the man. So I applaud him. I applaud him for being a comedian and not worrying about violating the alphabet people, not worrying about being canceled, not worrying about setting off the woke people. It's crazy. It's crazy, crazy, crazy. And speaking of that, speaking about the woke, speaking about, you know, how this generation now is hypersensitive. Everything. I mean, everything. They're hypersensitive about it, sensitive about everything. You know, they need a safe space for everything. And that gets me to the Olympics. Now, this is how sensitive the world is starting to become. How you know, you need it now. How do I express this? I understand that mental health is nothing to joke about. Mental health is something that we need to take serious. I understand that. But how they're going about it, this generation, it's insanely hyper sensitive. And a quick example, I was about to talk about it, the Olympics. Now, everybody know about Simone Biles, one of the greatest gymnasts that we've seen in quite a while. You know, the last Olympics, she got down with the get down. She brought home a lot of gold. She made history on what she was doing. Great at what she does. However, that beep that you hear, it's my watch. I would probably need to take it off. It gives me indicators on people lurking around my home. anyways, okay. So we have this new generation. Everybody's hypersensitive. Everybody's, you know, we got the COVID thing going on. So you got this mental thing that's going on with COVID and all this other stuff. So we got the Olympics. We got Simone Biles. She's in the Olympics. She's in the Summer Olympics. She's doing her thing. Now, what happens is she's participating in a team sport right now, and well, she was participating in a team sport. She was doing, I don't know which thing she was doing, but she didn't do so well. She didn't do so well. She, her dismount didn't go as well as she would like. She kind of stumbled and blah, 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 blah. And then all of a sudden, she backs out, claiming, you know, her mental health has some issues. She's got some issues going on with her mental health. And, you know, she didn't want to mess up the team. So I'm just going to bow out. I'm going to leave my team and let them do their thing. You know, I don't want to mess up. So bow out, you know, my mental health. And this is what she said, right? And look, I understand the whole mental health thing. I understand that it's something that we have to take serious. But we're taking it a little bit too serious. I don't want to come out and say that she was a coward for bowing out. That's not the case. You know, she said she has some mental things going on. Okay, she has some mental things going on because she messed up. I don't understand. That's the part that I don't understand. Look, this is what you do. This is what you do. You train for this. You're not going to be perfect every single time. Just because you mess up one time, now all of a sudden, you know, oh, it's my mental health. I got to step back and I have to deal with my mental health because I messed up. You're going to fall down sometime. You're not going to be perfect all the time. You can't just shut down because you messed up. You can't just shut down because you weren't perfect. You're extremely, extremely talented. You're really, really good at what you do, but you're not going to be the best all the time. And you can't bow out on your peeps because you're not perfect. You can't bow out on your peeps because you made a mistake. You just can't do that. But, you know, the generation of now, the woke people and these hypersensitive people, I sympathize for, you know, it's a mental health thing. We have to step back and take a look at our mental health and do all this, and do all that. Look, if you go back and look at some of the greats, yeah, there were times where they weren't perfect. But they didn't quit. They didn't bow out on their teammates because they weren't perfect, because they made a couple mistakes. They don't do that. They pick themselves up and they say, hey, you know, let's do this. If you look at one of the greats, and, you know, I love him and hate him at the same time, Mr. Michael Jordan. I love the guy, and I hate the guy. You know, I hate the guy because he's always beat down my New York Knicks. So I hated him. You know, he said back then, you know, when he was at the top of his game, he said, as long as I am playing basketball, no one else is going to get a championship. That's what he said. And he pretty much lived up to that. But Michael Jordan, in his day, in his years, he has made mistakes. He has fallen down a couple of times. He hasn't perform that peak performance. But he didn't bow out on his teammates because of that. And that's all I'm saying. We've become way too sensitive. And we're bowing out on people because we don't have a perfect day. And that's what bothers me. And I see my peoples on the line. I'm going to bring you in a second. I see my peeps. All right. But, yeah, I mean, people like Michael Jordan, you know, some of the greats, they don't bow out on their peeps just because they have a bad day. You know, Michael Jordan didn't win the championship every single time. He didn't win a championship every single time. He wasn't his best every single time. But did he bow out on his people? No, he did not. Did he claim that it was a mental health problem that he's going to bow out on his peeps? No, he didn't. We've become way too sensitive. And it's killing me. Killing me. Now, what I'm going to do, I'm going to bring in my peeps before we go to break. So I'm going to bring in my peeps. We're going to kick it. We're going to talk about it a little bit, and then we're going to take a quick break because, you know, it's the top of the hour. And hopefully at some point, Dave might stick his head up in there and he might kick it with us. But like I told you guys earlier, you know, both me and Dave, things are picking up as far as our businesses are concerned. You know, I have my entertainment company, and Dave has his one-man band going on. And things are picking up for both of us. So we might have to think about the day and the time that we do the show. What we have going on. So yeah, if you didn't catch the earlier part of the show, I was telling everybody how the reason why I've been gone for the past couple of weeks is because my entertainment company is picking up and there's a lot of things going on. And with what I do, Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays are big days. And things are starting to happen on those days. So we might have to rethink the day and the time that we do our show. We will keep you in the loop. We will let you know what's going on. But right about now, I want to bring in my peoples, and we're going to chop it up a little bit about what we've been talking about. Hey, what's going on, 909? Is this Suzette?
It is. Hey, how's it going?
It is going wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. Thank you for asking. Great show, great topics. Love the flow.
All righty. I am glad.
And, yeah, I know you were trying to be sensitive, you know, with Simone Biles, and she does deserve the rest of her talent. She's very, very, very talented.
Yes,
and,
she is.
And her skills, yes. I mean, it speaks for itself. But I have to agree with you, and I'm thinking that the athletes that we have today, their talent is not only based on their skills, but also so much encouraged and nurtured to the point that that's maybe what a lot of them, not all of them, but a lot of them are basing their I don't know, their ability to perform. And so when they don't want to perform anymore, as far as you didn't do good. But other than that, it's, oh, you're so good. Good job. But we don't have the you could do better, or you need to try better or work harder. Because yesterday's athletes, they would have a mental block, like the runners, you know, in the field track racing. And those barriers that they would hit mentally, they would have to keep running past those. And once they broke through that mental barrier, then they could finish the race. And that was the, you know, basically athleticism from the mind, body, and soul, because you had to have it all in tune together in order to win those races. And we just don't have that today anyway with a lot of them. And it's so sad because
yes, it is.
She needs to believe more in herself rather than having people believe in her, because if those people aren't around, then what happens? Then she won't be able to perform as well. But, yeah, it was disappointing. At first they were saying something about she thought she broke her ankle in one of her routines that she had done. And that, you know, that's a shame. That's something she can't help. But then it turned out that because she almost broke it, she wasn't mentally capable of performing. So I think she may look back and have some regrets later. Who knows? Only she knows. And she'll just have to deal with that in time, I guess. But, I don't really think many people are watching the Olympics these days because there's just too many of them also that are virtue signaling, I guess they call it.
Yes.
What do you think about that? Making X's and raising fists, and I mean, do you think that that's appropriate platform to express their oppression, if you will?
I'm iffy with that. I don't think that it is, but at the same time, I have somewhat of an understanding, but I just don't think that that's the appropriate place for it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's almost ironic or I don't know, hypocritical, because here they are, these athletes that have been supported by the people of the, you know, United States of America, who they're representing, and have been, you know, working so hard, and it's like, but then they turn around and want to say, you know, that they're whatever they are, if they're transgender or gay or whatever they are oppressed by the United States. At the same time, it's like, well, how can you be oppressed and yet you are on the world stage right now, being on camera worldwide with millions of people watching? And it's like, I would think that other countries' people might be laughing at them, going, why are they oppressed? They at least get to go to the Olympics, you know, and have this life of, you know, celebrityism or whatever you call it, being in magazines and TV and whatever else because of their talent. And you have these other people in third world countries, you know, that barely have a television to watch it on.
Right.
Wondering how these people are claiming they're oppressed.
Yeah. And what's frustrating about that is the point of the Olympics is showing pride of your country, saying, hey, mm-hmm. I am part of the United States of America, and I am one of the top athletes in the world. I am representing the United States of America. But at the same time, the United States is so oppressive. You know, they don't do this and don't do that, and they oppress our people and all this other stuff. And I'm going to put my fist in the air. I'm going to kneel and all this other stuff. I'm going to kneel during the anthem of America, the American anthem. And I'm going to kneel to show about oppression and how they oppress our people. But yet, proud to be American. That's
mm-hmm.
I don't understand that part. That's the confusing part about it, because you're representing your country. You're talking about pride of your country. So I'm representing us as a top athlete of our country to show American pride. But
they had to work so hard to get there through competitions and competition nationals and all of this in order to prove that they're the best of the best. You know, they have sponsors that finance them, and even out of pocket, in order to get to that stage, the world stage. And so, yeah, exactly. It's like, you do all of that. Why would you do all of that? And then just to say that you don't like the country that you're there to represent. That's a lot of work and a lot of money.
Yeah, but you know, that's what I was saying about this new generation. They're confused. they're confused, and I just don't understand it. They're hypersensitive about everything. You say something about the alphabet people, especially you say something about the alphabet people, and you know, they will cancel you in a second.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and
they sure will.
So, I mean, that's the confusing part about it. You know, everybody needs a safe space for something.
I blame the parents. The parents never taught their kids about sticks and stones. You know, sticks and stones, my bones, but words may never hurt me. You know, I grew up with that saying. So, you know, this way, kids, it was easier or whatever. So what? You can't break my bones.
Yeah.
Unless you're throwing sticks and stones.
What happened to that? That's what, that's one of the things that bothers me. What happened to that? You know, we used to hear that all the time when we were growing up, sticks and stones, all the time. Sticks and stones may hurt my bones, but names will never hurt me. We heard
mm-hmm.
that all our life. All our life we heard
yep.
that. And we were tough because of that. We were some tough cookies. You know, we had to grow
yeah.
up. You know, our parents say, hey, you better stop them tears up. That's the way we grew up. Nowadays.
Yeah, don't let them bully you around. You know, go
yeah.
out. If they're going to hit you, hit them back.
Yep. That's the way it was. I remember one time growing up. It didn't happen to me a lot. But it did happen to my older brother a lot. You know, we used to have a lot of people that used to bully us and stuff like that. And my dad used to tell my brother all the time, he'd say, hey, if they hit you, you better hit them back. That's just the
yeah.
way it was. That's just the way it was. You know, I know that's
uh-huh.
not appropriate. I know that's not appropriate all the time.
Not all the time. You ignore them or you hit back. But they've got to hit first. You know, if they hit you, you're
yeah.
not just going to stand there and take it.
That's right. You're not going to stand there and take it. You better hit them back.
I was teased all the time because I went to a predominantly white school and I have brown skin. And so I was called a coconut all the time. And I
oh, wow.
I had to ignore that, you know, as far as fine, whatever. I'm a coconut, I guess. But, yeah. So... I got teased by other kids calling me a coconut. You go to the white school, you're trying to be white. I'm not trying to be white. I just go to school there.
Yeah. But, I mean, we grew up tough. We grew up tough, and there wasn't no safe space for us. You know.
No, but I think the Internet brought a lot of that about, that word thing, because when we were in school, we had face-to-face. They tease you, you know, in groups. Face-to-face. And
yeah.
the next generation or a generation that's so sensitive has been bullied online through words. And so parents get upset, you know, and then they call the other parents or whatever, and it turns into cyberbullying because of words. But the sticks and stones still apply, I think. But
yes.
parents fail to bring that about to
yes.
their kids. Instead, they want to protect them and shield them from everything.
Yeah, it's just this hypersensitive generation is crazy. But you know, but it's crazy because at the same time, as hypersensitive that this generation is, they're extremely violent too. Which
yeah, they never learn productive ways to vent their anger, and I think
yes.
many of them anyway are, well that I've seen anyway are white. Spoiled kids, you know, their parents don't know how to tell them no, so they think that everybody's
right.
entitled to them, and if they don't get it, they have a tantrum and break things
yes.
and light things on fire, and yeah,
indeed.
That's a shame.
Yes, indeed. Yeah.
Well, thank you for taking my call. I don't want to take up all your time.
Oh,
so,
no,
yeah,
it's all good. It's great. You know, I love when you and the hubby call in. I mean, because we have great conversations, and it helps out the show. It helps out the show, especially when I'm solo.
So, well, it is good conversation. I do like talking to you. So that's good.
Well,
I see Biggs in the chat room. Bigfoot.
I appreciate that extremely. I do. I really, really do. And Dave does too. Me and Dave talk. If we don't call each other, we're texting each other almost every day. And we talk about this stuff when we're talking. We talk about the show. We talk about the people that call in and talk about how we have the greatest fans, which is awesome. So we love you guys, and we love when you guys call in because you help us out extremely. And the conversation is always great. So I thank
you. Well, thank you.
I thank you for that. And you make sure that you tell the hubby that I thank him for it too. So it's all good.
I will do so. He just walked in the door.
All righty.
Have a good night. Thank you.
All right. You too. All right. Okay. What we're going to do right now is we're going to take a quick break. Because we need to. And when we come back, we got more to talk about, more today. And like I said, hopefully Dave will chime in at some point. Okay? All right, so we're going to take a quick break. You are listening to the Dave and G-Ski Rock Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner. They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
I love life. I love life because there's a challenge and something new every day. I was told when I was getting married that I had this kidney disease, and my three sisters had it, and two of my brothers had it as well. It slows the kidneys down till they stop working. I tell myself that this can be rough and hard, but you can live, and you can be happy. I go to dialysis 3 times a week. I spend 4 hours in the center. It's good to go to dialysis and see somebody care about you. I'm a social worker by profession. I like being around people. It is important to listen to your technicians and your doctors, your nephrologists and dietitians. If you don't talk to them, they don't know you're feeling bad or feeling sick. I work it together, you'll feel better. I got my husband, I got my family, I got my job. I visit different places doing health and wellness like hospitals, dialysis centers, clinics, and do workshops concerning prevention for kidney failure. Dialysis affects people in different ways. Find out how it affects you so you can be able to beat it to the punch so you'll be able to be active and do things that you want to do. Be educated about what's going on with you and your body. I try to enjoy life more than what I have before. I have kidney failure, and I'm living well.
You're listening to Renaissance Radio on Airwaves America with Dave and G-Ski Rock.
I am Conor McGregor, multiple weight MMA champion. I'm a fighter, and I've been through many battles in the octagon. Many consider my fights in the octagon heroic, but the real life heroes are those men and women who fight to protect us every day. The real life fighters, the real life heroes, are the firefighters and police officers. These first responders are true heroes, because these brave men and women put themselves in the line of danger every single day protecting us all. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation ensures that first responders from fire, EMS and police departments who are killed in the line of duty with young children have a home without the burden of a mortgage. They are my heroes. They need our help today. I'd like to ask you to join me in donating $11 a month to support their efforts. Your $11 a month honors and supports our first responders. Please call now at 1-844-BRAVEST or visit tunneltotowers.org.
When we do internet talk radio, we receive support from a great many areas. We have listener support, of course, and some who help with the promoting. One group that often goes unrecognized are the wives of internet talk radio hosts. They are the ones who tolerate our dalliances and the time we invest in our hobbies. Well, this is one way we can properly recognize those who are closest to us by broadcasting their sincere sentiments regarding our passions.
Are you gonna stay up all night? You have family, you know. You're always at that computer. How much money do you make with that dumbass radio show? You're not the only one who lives there, you know. You better come and eat. I'm not bringing it in there.
You have reached the family of Airwaves America. Renaissance Radio presents the Dave and GC Rock Show. Thanks for joining our informative, stimulating, thought-provoking, an entertaining show. Welcome.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Dave and G-Ski Rocks show. I am one of your hosts, G-Ski Rocks, in the place to be. You know how we do what we do. I want to thank you for hanging out with us. Thank you for chilling with us on today. Didn't have to, but you did, so I thank you very, very, very much. If you want to call into the show, the call-in number is 516-387-1705. Once again, 516-387-1705. And if you want to chime in on the conversation, all you have to do is hit the one on your dial pad, and that will let me know that you want to jump in, that you want to chop it up with us. You know what I'm saying? So just do that, and we can kick it. If you want to find me on the internet, I'm all over the place. First of all, if you want to email me, you can email me at gski@airwavesamerica.com. Once again, that is gski@airwavesamerica.com. And I'm on Twitter, I'm on Facebook, I'm on Instagram. You can find me at gski rocks, gskirocks, gskirocks. That's on Instagram and that's on Twitter. On Facebook, it's G-E Rock, except it's spelled G-E-E-S-K-I-R-O-C-K-S. Or you can just look me up on Google. Just type in G-Ski Rocks on Google and I pop up and you can find all my social media stuff right there. That's the easier way to do it. All right? So that's all the good stuff. That's all the good stuff. And MySpace. You know, I still do have a MySpace. And I'm G-Ski Rocks on MySpace. I haven't checked that in years. But I do have one. I'm all over social media. And I do have my own website, which is gskirocks.com. But that pertains to the entertainment side of me, not the political side of me, the Block Talk Radio part.
I'm a DJ, of course. I'm what you call, what they call a turntablist. I use turntables. Yes, I still rock vinyl. I do tricks and stuff like that. You know, I entertain when I DJ. That's the type of stuff that I do. But yeah, my website, gskirocks.com, pertains to that type of stuff. So if you want to see some of that stuff, you can go there and check it out. I'm going to put up some of the videos that I've done over the years over there, so you can go check it out, see what I do. You know, I've been doing that for over 30 years. Yeah, I've been a DJ a long time. That's one of my things. Two turntables and a microphone. Yes, that is me. That is me. You know, I used to have videos on YouTube of all my stuff. I used to make music and things like that, and I had all my videos out there. I've since taken them down. However, I think I'm going to start putting that stuff back up there for my peeps to see. You can check some of that stuff out. But I want to welcome everybody. I want to welcome everybody back to the show. I want to thank everybody for being here. I really do appreciate you. And Suzette, you know, you guys heard Suzette. She chimed in. We had a great conversation about some things. And lo and behold, Dave is here. Dave has made it. He is here. I'm going to bring him in a second. Let me say this first. Yeah, I would consider Dave to be my best friend. I would consider him to be my best friend. And the crazy thing is, me and Dave, we've never met face to face, but that's my bestie. He's up there in New Hampshire. I'm here in Georgia. Originally, I'm from New York, but I've been living in Georgia. I've been living in Georgia longer than I lived in New York at this point. I've been in Georgia for about 21, 22 years now. I was in the military for a while, and after I got out of the military, I came to Georgia because my mom was, she had moved from New York to here, to Georgia, and she was having some medical issues at the time, and that was one of the reasons why I got out of the military, and I moved to Georgia to take care of my mom. And me and Dave, we met back in, I want to say, it had to be 2009, 2010, somewhere around there. And, he's been a really, 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 really great friend since then. And I would have to say that I can probably call him my best friend. I don't have a lot of friends. I don't make a lot of friends. I know a lot of people, but I wouldn't call them friends. And I would have to call Dave my bestie. And we have never actually met face to face. Dave, what's cracking, homie?
Hello.
Well, he's here. You guys can see him in the chat, but I can't hear him. I don't know what's going on, but his mic is open, so he can kick it anytime he wants. But yeah, that's Dave. That's my homie. That's my bestie. And that's why we are doing this show, because we're doing our things. Oh, he said he'll be right back.
All right.
There he is.
You open me up yet? All right.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. I figured he was going to go on for another 20 minutes telling how cool I am. I mean, you could. I can just step back off and you can keep going on. There's plenty more.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I got to say, G-Ski, it is thank you for covering for me, but it is great to have you back on the air here. And I appreciate you. Like I said, covering for me, had something pop up that I probably would have forgot about it anyways, but I got so much going on right now. I'm a little overwhelmed.
Yeah,
my projects.
You know, I was telling everybody at the beginning of the show about what you had going on and what I got going on. And we may, I'm not sure, but we may have to rethink the day that we have the show because, you know, it's starting to come up that, you know, Fridays are one of our big days, especially for what we do.
Both of us,
and,
yeah.
Yeah, so we may have to think a different day. I don't know what day that's going to be because I know that you're busy doing a lot of stuff. Because, you know, I was telling them how you do, how you teach karate most of the week. And, you know, so that takes up time. Then you have your gigs and stuff like that. So I don't know, but I mean, we'll have to talk about it. Because like
unless we go with like a Sunday or something. I mean, that's probably the safest. But, you know, even then I do gigs on Sundays. So,
right.
I mean,
me too.
So for now, I mean, we'll just do what we're doing. And when we can get on, we'll get on. Other than that, it's, you know, we're both working. This is not, you know, this is the gigs that we're starting to get were obviously the priority over the show in any case.
Right.
And it just has to be that way. And so you can, you know, even if we change the day, it's going to always, you know, there's going to be times where it'll conflict. So we're not really, you know, we're not trying to be famous on TikTok. You know?
Right. Right. Yeah. So
are you having a surprise party over there? What's the?
I think so. Yeah. I have to say hi to all my daughters. Hello, how y'all doing?
All right,
hey,
tell them Dave said hi.
Hey, bye.
My bestie Dave said hi.
Hi, bestie. You
know all righty. Yeah, well, I completely agree with you. I completely agree with you. So we have to do what we have to do. So, yeah,
kind of the bottom line. So, I mean, it is what it is. We'll do this when we can do it. And you know, there'll be times that we can't, but luckily we have the benefit of having some shows in the can that we can recycle, and you know, there's good stuff from both of us on all of them. So, you know, we can just replay a show whenever we have to.
Yep. Yeah. So, yeah. That's how it is.
Hopefully people listening are just, you know, they're going to understand. Oh. And then when that happens, when all this is, you know, going on and on and on, it's going to be a real treat for them when we're all on live. And they'll be tuning in, you know.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, they'll
tune in to find out who's doing the show, and if it's a repeat, then they can go someplace else. That's fine. But if we're there, you know, we'll be on and popping.
Yes, sir, on and popping, because you know that's how we do what we do. And I'm in the process of rebuilding my studio in my man cave. So
that I got going on too.
I got home from picking up my son, and what did I do? I wasn't thinking, boy, I gotta get on the radio. I wasn't thinking that. I was thinking, I gotta glue some pieces onto this subwoofer thing that I'm building. And then I was like, oh, I gotta get on the radio. And it was my son, right? I was upstairs washing my hands. He says, you know what's very funny to listen to try and listen to people defend communism. And I was that was the point. I was like, oh, I gotta go.
Hey,
after all,
my
handle is anti-commie, so
that's right. Hey, so. I just got a text from Suzette, and Suzette said, if we ever need a co-host to fill in for us, she would be honored to do so.
Well, that's fantastic.
That is super awesome. So, yeah, we have a co-host in Suzette. So,
perfect. Yeah, perfect. Does she have a rig at home? Can she do it, or how's she going to do it?
No, she can do it by phone. How she's been calling in, yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, I would just have
who
to give
is,
her
the... Who is in the chat room, Daylene News? Or I don't know how to
that,
say it, but...
That's Suzette.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, hello, Suzette. And she already called in and I missed it? Is that what you said?
Huh?
She already called in and I missed it, right?
Yeah, she called in earlier. Yeah, you missed it.
Well, sorry I missed it. She's always a delight.
Yeah, we had went to break. Before we went to break, I had brought her in, then we went to break, and you came in like almost right after the break.
Yeah,
you came in almost right after the break. Oh, she said she currently has a show on Spreaker.
Oh, I remember messing around with that a little bit.
Yeah, so do I. We're gonna have to check it out.
Whoa! How often do you do your show, Suzette? Hello, hello, hello. By the way.
Yeah, we're gonna have to check that out. All right.
So what? Let's. All right. Now all the pleasantries are out of the way. We've run out of accolades for each other. What was your topic? What were you hitting? What are we doing?
Recap. We were talking about this hypersensitive generation that we have now, and how the alphabet people are censoring our speech. We were talking about free speech and the alphabet people and all that other stuff. And we talked about how sensitive they are. The last thing that we talked about, we were talking about the Olympics, and we talked about Simone Biles and how she bowed out because she erred a little bit, and, you know, just how hypersensitive these people are, and how, you know, how we had these athletes representing the United States of America, but at the same time, they're talking about how...
Yeah, they're hating on it.
Yeah, they're hating on America. Yeah, so we talked about that stuff, and that's what we were getting into. I started talking about this rapper. His name is Da Baby, and how... How recently he's been canceled because of Fed in regards to the alphabet people, and they were pissed off and they pretty much canceled him. He's been dropped from all of the music festivals, and nobody will touch him right now because of what he said. And I was talking about prior to him saying that. You know, this is a guy in all his music. He's talking about bitches, hoes, and talking about violence, he's talking about drug use and all this other stuff. They had no problem with that. But the second he said something about the alphabet people, it's time to cancel him. And that's what I was talking about, free speech and all this other stuff. That's what we were talking about.
All right. Well, I just clicked on Suzette's Spreaker link. She put it up in the chat room. Oh, she's got a whole bunch of shows here. Wow. Suzette Live Talk. Are you ready for what's coming? Suzette Live Talk. Challenge your school board. War, hashtag war on parents. Government and media cover-ups. Critical race theory / training. California Talk. Talk of the town. Going down. I don't know. It's cut off. All right. All right. Well, we will have to check that out. Thank you for that, Suzette. I'm sure it's fantastic. I haven't watched any Olympics. Okay. Sharon was sitting next to me, and she showed me her phone, and she showed me some of the women's track, the women's runners.
Yeah.
And they're all friggin' dudes. Not all of them, you know, but those are the ones who are winning. And then they're standing up there on the platform, you know, saying, yeah, baby, in your face. You know, I got the, you know, I mean, not like that. But I mean, to even stand on the stage is the space, you know, something along those lines.
Yeah.
You're on the platform winning a medal as a girl, but you're really a dude. And one of the dudes says, okay, get this. I don't know the name, and you might, but she does. My wife does. It's she, you know, one of the winner of some of the races. It's a dude that identifies as a girl, but identifies as a girl who's a lesbian, who's married and has a couple of kids. And dresses in dude's clothes. What am I missing? What am I missing? You know? And you know, there's been transition hormones, as far as I know. What they did was they petitioned and got some of the rules changed on how much testosterone is allowed but this dude has got the full dose of testosterone, dresses like a dude in a suit and tie type of thing. I mean, it's kind of a gay looking suit and tie, but claims that he identifies as a woman. But identifies as a lesbian woman who has a wife with a couple of kids. Apparently, you know, they had surrogates for the donors. Apparently, they're not his kids, you know, to quote unquote. But what do you, what am I missing? Well, and you're standing up on the platform, winning medals. Against girls who have trained their whole lives and they lost to a dude. It's not fair. That's why I'm not.
It's not. It's not. It's not fair at all. You know, I think back to what earlier in the show I was talking about Dave Chappelle and how I appreciate Dave Chappelle and what he says. He talked about he mentioned that in one of his stand-ups. He talked about what if LeBron James all of a sudden decided.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that clip, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he said he was
and he finishes up by saying, yeah, he finishes up by saying if men and women were equal, there wouldn't be a WNBA. You'd just be good enough to be in the NBA.
Exactly.
So he's right. He's absolutely right.
Yeah, he's absolutely right, and I don't agree with that. I don't think that men should be. You shouldn't be able to
identify as a woman and compete in things like that, especially the Olympics. I don't think that that's fair at all. Because, you know, we do have an advantage physically. And that's just not fair.
Well, the thing is, there's always been a difference. And it has been known that there's a difference from the dawn of time. From the dawn of competition, there has been, two categories. You can compete with other women if you're a woman. Well, now that they've gone woke, you can compete even no matter what you are in the women. Now, let me ask you this. How many women identifying as men are competing in the men's category?
None.
Why do you suppose that is?
Because
they're women.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the bottom line. And that should be pointed out as the distinction. Hello? You're a moron. You're a moron if you think that it's okay to compete as a dude and just say, well, I'm feeling kind of feminine today. I'm in touch with my feminine side. I think I'll race against them and collect a couple of gold medals on the way. Not fair.
Yeah.
No way. No way are you getting an eyeball out of me to watch any of that. None.
Yeah. I agree wholeheartedly. And you know, there was a situation, this was about 8 months ago. there was this woman that identified as a man, and she was thrown in jail because she committed some crimes. She was thrown in a male jail because she identified as a male. Now she's complaining. It's funny, but it's not funny. She's complaining because she's being raped every night. And she says that she should have been put in a women's jail because she's a woman. But she identified as a man. Originally, she wanted to be put in a male jail. Now that she's being raped every night because these men are saying, hey, guess what? We got a woman in here.
Yeah, pussy.
Yeah, so they're raping her every night.
And we don't agree with that, do we?
No, we don't agree with that.
All right. We acknowledge that those guys are going to do that, but
yeah,
because they're criminals, and you know that's just one of the chinks in the armor of transitioning and or switching teams or whatever. All right, you want it both ways, is what you're saying.
You can't have it both ways. You can't have it both ways. And like you said, there is a distinction. And we should keep up with that distinction. They shouldn't be allowed to compete.
Right. Somebody should point that out at the Olympic Committee. How many girls identifying as dudes are competing in the dudes categories? Zero. Because they wouldn't stand a freaking chance.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
So why does it only go one way?
Right.
No amount of injected testosterone in a woman is going to make a woman a natural man. The opposite is true for men. No amount of estrogen is going to make a natural woman. Men will still maintain some testosterone than average women. Exactly. All right. So we got Suzette on our side on this one here. Not that it's a controversial outside the beyond. It's natural law, and it's natural law for a reason.
Yeah. They're basically just playing dress up with their flesh. That's all they're doing. And then you have people like Caitlyn Jenner, who only went halfway. She still has a dangly. She identifies as a woman.
Yeah, well, that's Bruce Jenner. Sorry.
Yeah, that's Bruce. She still has a dangly. So you're not a woman. You're still a man. You're just playing dress up with your flesh. That's all you're doing.
Well, I mean, you know, you got to give him credit because he's trying to be governor.
Perfect place, though.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and actually, he puts them in a conundrum because he's actually kind of conservative.
Yeah.
But, you know, with the transition thing, you know, he could bludgeon them for attacking him. Why? Because I'm a woman, you know?
And just a quick comment, Suzette, we're not downing your state, but your state does have some issues.
Men would have babies and women would get blue balls. What? What? All right. Like women don't get blue balls. They just don't have the balls. But anyways, so what do we got? What else do we got? That's my. I don't want to talk about the Olympics anymore. So we've got like 5 minutes left.
Yeah, we got about 8 minutes. We're good. What you got?
I'm still, you know, following. It's kind of frustrating because I kind of get invested in news about the audits that are going on.
Yes.
So
me too.
Things only get like dripped out, so I start to get a little discouraged. But I looked and I was looking at, you know, I get my best clips from TikTok. Well, here's one that just has a headline. It says Arizona State Senator Wendy Rogers launches petition to decertify the 2020 election. Yay. The audit in Fulton County, Georgia, revealed that Georgia wrote down fraudulent numbers. The numbers they wrote out of the batches didn't match what's on the sheets or what was actually counted.
Yep.
Oh, I found a thing on COVID that I knew, but hold on a second. Let me play something for you.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
This is, let me find out who it is. Reply to the paper. Millions of people dying. Millions of people dying as COVID as Ukraine. Let's hear from an American health minister who exposed the agenda. Let's see.
In terms of the definition of people dying of COVID. So the COVID definition is very simplistic. It means at the time of death, it was a COVID positive diagnosis. So that means that if you were in hospice and had already been given, you know, a few weeks to live, and then you also were found to have COVID, that would be counted as a COVID death. It means that if technically, even if you died of a clear alternate cause, if you had COVID at the same time, it's still listed as a COVID death. So everyone who's listed as a COVID death doesn't mean that that was the cause of the death, but they had COVID at the time of death. I hope that's clear in terms of the
48. Oh, So in other words, it's like I've been saying, they really padded those numbers. I think the COVID-19 is a hoax type of thing. You know, it's like another big lie that they sold the world. And I'm pretty sure you can't prove that it's, you know, the globalist agenda, but what better way, what else would they do? What else would you do? If you wanted to, you know, get everybody on the same page so that you could institute a global government, well,
right,
you just get everybody to say how bad this is, you know? And unfortunately, there's so many people that are just absolutely bought in 100%.
I know. Yes.
So there's a lot of background noise from the kids and grandkids, just so you know. It's coming through pretty...
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
You know, buddy. Whether or not you can do anything about it remains to be seen, but, you know.
Yes, I don't think I can move right now.
All right. All right.
Yeah.
I'm gonna take it outside or something.
Yeah.
Hey, do you guys have mosquitoes down there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you do?
Big,
oh, where?
Big time. Big time. Oh, yeah. I'm going to mute myself while you talk, though.
No, there's only 2 minutes left, so I don't have to do that.
Oh, that's all good.
Yeah.
It's all good.
It's hard to, talk, but... So anyways, between... I found that TikTok and I'm like, yeah, that's the one I've been you know, like using as, you know, when somebody says, oh, there's millions of deaths. You could be in a car accident and die if you happen to have COVID. It's a COVID death, you know. No, that's not true. Well, okay, there's the health minister right there, you know.
Right.
So I think there's going to be something going on in Pennsylvania as far as decertifying, you know, at least a county's worth of a vote or something like that.
Right.
And, you know, like I've been saying right along, if the there's a lawsuit in 1800 something, 18 20 or 30 or so, I don't know. I can't remember exactly when it was, but it was regarding the same scenario of if evidence is found, if proof is found that votes were fraudulent, that everything resulting from those electors being certified is then null and void. And that they don't go and have a new election. They go back and count the votes that were, you know, that are that are not fraudulent. They count the, you know, the legitimate vote. So that's what I hope happens. Like I said, there's been another school of thought where, you know, you have an inaugurated president, you have to go through the line of succession. I mean, that's a possibility. Not what I want.
Yeah.
You know, but
yeah,
but
they're still talking about in Georgia, even though you have all the stuff going on with the audits, they're still saying that there was no voter fraud here in Georgia. Every time they talk about
who is saying
it's
that?
It's the media. Well, we know what they're doing, but
they're gaslighting.
Right.
All right. Folks, we're about to pop off. If you want to continue on listening, well, G-Ski and I will probably continue talking. You'll have to call in order to get in on that, but you better do it in 10 seconds. Good luck. Otherwise, we'll be signing off. And if you don't come with us, thanks for checking us out. Good night.
All right. Good night, everybody.
You have reached the family of Airwaves America. Renaissance Radio presents The Dave and G.C. Rock Show. This is a show where we try to think for ourselves and offer thought-provoking, stimulating, informative, and entertaining discussion. Welcome.
Word up, word up, word up.
Oh, anybody on the line?
It's just me and you. Yeah.
All right. How is New Mexico? How is she?
I was just about to say, I have no idea. She hasn't been on Twitter for at least 5 days.
Wow.
She hasn't been on Twitter. I DM'd her the link, and you know, I said, I don't know what's going on, but I hope you're doing well.
Yep.
And that was yesterday, and I got nothing. And like I said, she hasn't been on Twitter for like 5 days, and I haven't seen anything about her having something going on or anything like that. But yeah, she just kind of disappeared. And that's that. You know, I don't think her account has been suspended or anything, or I don't know. There's no indication.
Well, I suppose that is a possibility now that you mention it.
Yeah. I haven't seen anything that indicates that. But yeah. She's just not been there.
Well, I mean, she has been promoting our show.
That is true.
That might explain her Twitter jail.
Yeah, that might explain. But yeah, she just hasn't. Yeah, she just hasn't been around. Bye. Bye, big head.
What up, Liz? Bye,
baby. What a full house you got, man.
Bye. Bye, everybody. Bye, baby.
Love you guys.
Dave said he loves you guys. Bye.
You don't even know me.
In the car.
Oh, you ready?
You only love me for my keyboard.
That thing is a monster.
Dude, can I talk about it?
Go ahead.
Okay, because it's a Korg Kronos. I don't know if you ever looked it up or anything. I'm not even close to integrating it into my show. Not even close. I mean, I use a laptop, you know, and the laptop runs to a MIDI thing, and the MIDI goes into the keyboard. Well, I haven't set that stuff up yet. I was going to come down and do that. I'm like, oh yeah, I got to get on the radio. So the keyboard that I had, it has a lot of samples in it, you know, like, you know, it's a sampled trumpet or the sampled piano and stuff like that. And it's a sample playback unit. And it was, you know, it was like, I've had it for probably about 15 years. And it was like $1,200-$1,300 when I got it.
Right.
15 years ago. Okay.
Right.
So it has basically one sound engine, and it's the sample playback. It has sampled different sounds, and it's, you know, it has a lot of manipulation of waveforms. So the waveform is sampled, and then you can manipulate it, you know, into different things.
Right.
So that's one sound engine, basically, the sample playback.
Uh-huh.
All right. So the keyboard that I just got has nine sound engines.
Yay.
So in other words, you used to have to buy a keyboard that just did organ. Well, now I have a sample. I have a sound engine that does what that keyboard would have done.
Right.
You used to have to have a separate keyboard that just did guitar and plucked strings and stuff like that. But that another sound engine. You used to have another keyboard that did all the Prophet 5, super wavy and lush, sounds that were in like the 70s and 80s, all that wild, sweepy stuff. That's another sound engine.
Right. Well,
it used to have a separate organ, right, that just modeled organ sounds. And it's modeling technology, not sample technology. It's modeling technology. So it is the sound. So I have 9 of those different categories that this thing is producing. And I could use as many as I can layer as many as I want in sound. So, yeah, forget it, right? Forget about it. And so for another example is some of the sounds. Like I have probably, 35 different regular piano sounds, different subtleties, right?
Yeah.
I have probably, 50 guitar type sounds, clean, overdrive, distortion, acoustic, 12 string, some different layers within that.
Right.
Some of the sounds, and this kind of blew me away. Some of the sounds have the name of a song that uses that sound.
Oh.
So if I have a sound that's named Jump from Van Halen, it's that sound. It is that sound. It is that exact sound.
Yes.
There was some organs that had song names, like from the group Yes, called Roundabout, or
right.
Seen all good people turn their heads each day, so satisfied I'm on my way. There was some massive organ in that. Well, they give me those organs, the exact sounds from that thing. So if I know the licks from that organ solo or that organ sound, it will be like I'm playing that sound, and everybody will recognize it by the sound, not the note.
Holy,
yeah, it is absolutely amazing so far, and it's got actually that's about as far as I've gotten. I tried the quick start guide, which was like an inch thick. You saw that. The quick start guide. So
I might start breaking up. Let me see if I do.
Oh. That's all right. I mean, you can still hear me, right?
Yeah. Right. You're quite clear. But I had to move. I decided to get on my machine the show.
Oh, so
that's what I'm doing now. So I'm
you're plugging in right now, huh?
Well, I'm setting everything up.
So how many needles do you have to inject yourself with when you do that? And in and out, input and output.
Yes,
I gotcha. So it's exactly that. It's a radiator flush.
It is. It is exactly that. You were correct when you first said it.
That's what it seemed like. So the keyboard, I know it will do, I know what it will do. So now I am like going through YouTube videos and YouTube manuals and stuff like that to find out, How do I do this one thing that I want to do? How do I do this one thing that I want to do? So once I get once I get the you know, once I get that down, I'll be on and popping. I'll be up and running. It's like the thing that I need to do is with the laptop that I use right now, it's sending sounds to my old keyboard using the packed locations of the sounds that are appropriate. So what I need to do is go through each of those songs up in there and reassign to the appropriate sound in the new keyboard. So the only thing I have left to do is I need to communicate the keyboard with the computer, and it has a USB in and two USBs out. And so I said, okay, I'll just plug the laptop in and I'll plug the square one into the keyboard and I'll see what it does. Well, it hasn't done anything. And I ran out of time in that session. I think I'm going to try to set the whole thing up the way it used to be. And instead of plugging in the old keyboard, I'll plug everything into the new keyboard and maybe do like a data dump into the laptop. That way. So we'll see. That would be too MIDI rather than too USB. So that's the next thing that I have to try. Next few minutes that I get that I'm not outside building on the subwoofer. That's going slow, by the way. You know, when it rains, I can't work because I need the outside bench to work on. So,
right.
So that's kind of where I'm at. But the control panel on the new keyboard, I've got like 8 sliders. That if I'm playing a song and I'm saying, oh wow, the bass is really quiet on this, I can just assign to a slider the bass, and just slide that one up, boom, a little bit more bass right there at the keyboard instead of having to turn around to the mixer and stuff like that. So the other thing, okay, this is kind of a cool thing that I don't know how much I'll use it, but it's good to know that it's there. Not only does it have a 16-track sequencer, which carries MIDI information, it has a 16-track audio recorder.
Holy crap!
Yeah. So each song, if I want, I can record me playing guitar. I can record a real guitar into it, or if there's like. Right. Or if there's like call and answer vocals, I can record myself doing the other vocal part and it'll chime right through. So that's pretty awesome.
Like I said, you got a monster.
No, this is absolutely the last keyboard I'll ever buy. The only thing is I got to kind of get used to it because it has the regular normal piano action. And up until now, I've had only keyboards that have what's called synth action, which is, the really light plastic keys. Well, this has like the solid, the solid key like a piano, like the ebony and ivory type stuff. And it feels like that. So my finger muscles don't move the keys as quick as sometimes they're going to need to. So. But anyways, I would rather get used to that than, be bummed out that it's not what I'm used to. I'll figure it out because it's worth it to get all that other stuff. So.
Yeah.
Now you can tell I'm very excited about it.
Yeah, because your show is going to get into something different now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It absolutely is. It's going to be, and then it'll probably be sometime next year to where I'm really starting to get comfortable with it because it's just going to be, I'll be like, you know, oh, wow, we can do that? Well, I want to do that, you know? If I know what to do, I'll want to do it. And then I'll want to put it on this song, and I want to put it on that song. There's a guitar lick that I learned, you know, years ago from a guy I was playing in a band with. And they know this lick in my circle. I don't know how far out the circle goes. But it's a lick that's called the lick from hell. And it's a guitar solo type of a lick that you can just do over and over and over, and you're doing a really cool guitar solo. And what it is, it involves like the top two strings on the guitar, and you bend the second one up to the tone of the top one. So it kind of grinds its way up. It's like, and then you have two strings doing the same note. But on its way there, it's this real grindy sound. It's a real, you know, bluesy, grindy sound. And guess what this keyboard has?
It has that. Oh, my goodness. Really?
Yes. It's hard to explain without, you know, if I had a guitar on, I would show you what I'm talking about, but I don't know if you can imagine this. It's where you get two strings that will eventually play the same note, but the lowest string bends up to it. So it's this little, you know, it's this dissonant grind that, you know, obviously it's with distortion, and it grinds, you know. So it's this keyboard has that. I hit a note and I can hear that other note bending up. Every time I hit the key.
Man.
And it's, you know, it's real guitar modeling. That's the engine that is in for that. And also there are effects and amps and different speaker sizes and different amp models that you know, I can apply to whatever. Even some of the preset guitar sounds, I'm like, wow, that's way better than anything I've got.
Yeah.
Which is why I learned to play guitar in the first place, was because every keyboard guitar sound that I had felt like, you know, it was like plugging your nose. You know, except this one here is going to be, it's going to be the cat's ass. It's gonna be great. When I finally learn how to do all this, it is, you know, like I said, this is the last keyboard I will ever get. So there's a long way to go, and I got a short time to get there. I'm still gonna use the laptop for now, but the goal is to transfer everything into the keyboard so I don't have the laptop. The last gig that I had, the laptop froze up like two or three times in the night. There was some weird lightning storms or something like that, and it just froze up, you know, on a note, and I had to reboot. I did like two or three songs just acoustically without any drums or bass or anything like that. Just to fill time while the computer rebooted,